what's going down, y'all. Come first, my peoples come first. All right, there's the music. Yes, it's Monday night here in the studio, 720 WGN. And you know what that means? It's time for the worst. It's our regular, if you're a regular listener, you know the segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society. You know what's the worst? That smell, that fire smell, that plastic burning fire smell on the L. You know what I'm talking about? When you smell it, you're like, is that a fire? No, it's just like, maybe they break too hard or something. You know that smell I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
about?
It's the or worst somebody smell. Put like a pot of hair and lit it on fire in the middle of it.
And they never stop. They never say anything's wrong. It's just there. That's the worst.
Right.
That's the worst.
And you think it's the end.
Like, I'm going to have to climb up a hole to get out of this like I'm some sort of, like a...
This is the last smell I'm going to smell.
This is it. Yeah. All right. I've got some comedians and filmmaker in town or in the studio with us tonight. Beth Malewski. She's a Second City ETC alum. She's also was the host of Cash Cab Chicago. And she will be on stage at the Annoyance Theater tomorrow night for a benefit for Chicago Books to Women in Prison. It's an improv show. What time is that at?
That's going to be at 7:30.
Okay, well,
the ticket cost is $25. All the proceeds are going to Chicago Books to Women in Prison. We are a volunteer organization, and we send out books to women prisoners free of charge.
We'll talk more about it coming up here on The Worst. Also, Steve Delahoyne, filmmaker, Chicago filmmaker. I believe it was, 2007? It was Filmmaker to Watch.
2005. it's been a little while, but I'm still being watched.
You're still being watched. That's good. Steve Delahoyne. You can check out all his work at thehoyd.com and anywhere there's good material online. Steve had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. Both of you are here tonight to be our panel judges, but the real stars tonight are you at home. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can text your worst, or you can call, or you can go to Twitter and do hashtag the worst. What we're giving away for first prize tonight, this is really exciting. It's a pair of tickets, VIP tickets,
ooh,
to Beer Under Glass 2016. This is the craft beer party that's at the Garfield Park Conservatory. It's like a fundraiser in May. It kicks off Craft Beer Week here in Chicago, and it's a huge jam. There's like they open up all the greenhouses and everything, and they just drink beer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you get to be this is VIP. There's general admission, but we don't roll like that.
No.
This is VIP.
Well, it's much different. I was picturing more like you had to like break some glass to get a beer.
Yeah, no.
I thought you just walked by it and you couldn't touch it. It was like a museum.
No,
where you're just
that could be part of it.
I don't know.
You know, I haven't done a lot of research on this, so that could be what it is. It could be an art project.
That seems safer from like a insurance point of view.
Anyway, that's first place. I also got a cool second place thing that I'll talk about in a little bit too, and also Lou Malnati's pizza. 312-981-7200. Pete Zimmerman is here. Pete, you know what? You're the reigning champion of the worst. Why don't you kick us off tonight?
All right, I was in Michigan over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, what were you doing?
I got married.
Oh,
as a matter of fact.
Hey. Yeah, congratulations!
Thank you.
Give it up.
Wow,
that's for the best. Hashtag the best. That's the
this
Tuesday
coming
segment.
Up later.
Yeah, that's later.
But the know what the worst is? Eastern time.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Eastern time sucks. You got to wait till 11:35 to watch Saturday Night Live.
That's right. That's what you were doing on your wedding night, just waiting for Saturday Night Live at 11:30. All right. Okay.
Well,
that's how you guys roll. Yeah, you're right. I agree. And it's
terrible.
Also like the worst is anyone who lives in that in Northwest Indiana where you go like 10 minutes away and it's Eastern time zone. That's the worst.
I bet you could use that to your advantage though at times or something.
You probably,
if you could game the system somehow. I don't know how it would work because I don't live there. But
Peter, were people late to your wedding because of the time change?
No, but to Justin's point, we had our ceremony and whatnot was in New Buffalo, and then we had a dinner at Stop 50, which is in Indiana. It's a 6-minute drive away, but
different
central time zone.
Oh.
So, yeah, it screwed everybody up. Wow. We figured it out eventually, but yeah.
No. Oh, man.
Everyone got fed
all
late.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Eastern time, the worst.
All right. Eastern time, the worst. All right. Let's go just get the text going because they're coming in here. This is a good one. I got this one a little bit earlier when we said we were doing this. And where is she at? She said 224 said, that she got a tattoo on Thursday. I'm finding it here. Okay, here it is. 224. The worst is after being sick all winter, my kids and I finally got healthy, only to all get colds during spring break. Then my two-year-old rammed into my brand new tattoo.
I'm gonna guess it was a calf tat.
No, it was a shoulder tat.
Oh.
Of like, because then she sent a picture of her shoulder.
Ooh. Let's see.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see it.
What does that do to the tattoo, or does it just hurt because
it's
sore?
I think it hurt
because
it's sore. She just did it on Thursday. And like,
it doesn't smudge it or anything.
And I'm thinking a two-year-old ram is not like, hi, Mom. It's more like, you know, rumming like a truck or something right into her shoulder. That's got to hurt.
That's a lovely tattoo. It's nice, by the way. Nice work, 224.
There you go, 224. Okay, so some other stuff here. 630, indecisive people at the drive-thru. Are the worst. Mm-hmm. Unless they realize they're taking too long and then pay for your coffee. That's never happened to me.
No.
I've never done it either.
Wah, wah. Yeah. You've never paid it forward?
No.
No, that's not a thing? That's not a real thing.
No.
Well, is it only a Facebook thing?
I think it's like a movie. Like it was a movie one time.
Yeah.
And everyone's it's pay it forward.
Thing. Yeah.
Worst is going to, this is 6-3, worst is going to the 7-Eleven and paying for coffee and it's old and it tastes like a shoe.
I've done that. Yeah,
that one's on you, terrible. Man. Yeah. Like,
but you know what you're going into in that transaction. Yeah. It was like, the hot dog was terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
312. This is a good one. The worst is getting excited to play the worst and realizing that the first prize is literally against your religion. So I guess you can't drink.
Yeah. You can still enjoy a night out at the Garfield Park.
No, Protestants can't be in conservatories.
Yeah, so maybe... It's a greenhouse.
They're anti-flower.
A couple of religions that are anti-flower.
Yeah.
So. There you go. All right, Steve Delahoy, why don't you start us off? What do you got for the worst?
I keep reading stories over and over again about robots are taking over the world and no one's going to have any jobs. And I sort of believe it. And then I tell my wife about it usually like right before we go to bed and I'll say like, it's the worst. Our kids aren't going to have jobs. Everybody's going to be enslaved by and then like, good night. And so not only is my thing the worst that I hate reading about this all the time, but I'm the worst in my wife's eyes because I keep talking.
It's like a triple worst.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Old man Delahoyd in his boxer shorts at night. Yeah, the robots are taking over.
I'm gonna brush my teeth real soon.
The robots.
No, but every Saturday I read that. Well, this is going to play well to that last comment. I like reading the Wall Street Journal, every week there's a big op-ed about robots are it's too late. They're all going to take our jobs. So,
did you see the online video of where they made the robots like the dogs? That freaked me. Like they were like dog, and they were like kind of like I was freaked out.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the. Microsoft thing with they put that like the Twitter bot, the AI thing that was supposed to, and it became like
it was racist,
Hitler loving, like it was like within 12 hours it became
the internet made it racist, sexist, porn bot.
That put me at ease a little bit, like there's still a little ways to go. they're still like,
all right, it's at least 20 years. We'll be fine. All right, Beth, what do you got?
Well, this kind of piggybacks on Steve's, maybe a little bit, because it has to do with
robots.
Machinery. The credit card chip readers are the worst.
They are the worst.
Because I've yet to not be belittled by a service person about either using it or not using it. Or they don't work, or you put it in and they're like, take it out. It's not ready to be used yet. Then why is it in there already?
The machine is so passive aggressive. It gets really mad at you if you take it out.
And then Chase, the Chase one is truly like a robot screaming at you if you don't take your card out first.
Take it out.
And so I don't even, and I also don't understand how they protect us more.
No.
I don't understand the technology behind them. It seems like
it's European,
it would be.
So there you go.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know either, but it's European. So
the Viennese are doing it.
In the old country.
The worst, too, is like I was one time I used it at Whole Foods or used it at the Target, the nice Target. And then I went to like kind of like a rundown Jewel. And I stood in line for a long time to get there. And I got up there and I'm like, I'm putting it in there. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Like, the woman's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's a chip card. And they're like, we don't use a chip card here, you yuppie scum.
They
and
belittle like, you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, this is a swipe? You guys swipe?
Yeah.
Kleenex out and put it over my card so I wouldn't get something on there. It's like bad.
What do you want me to do? Write a check?
At all the jewels near us, there's signs that say, like, it's coming soon. Like,
yeah, there's like a laminated peeling thing that's like, been sticking in the chip reader for months. But they can't get the chip reader to work.
They can't. They bought faulty technology.
And why am to be excited about it?
312-981-7200. We got a ton of texts here. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some more worst here on The Download. Stay with us.
What's going down,
It's the worst here on WGN Radio, The Download, 312-981-7200. We're playing for two VIP tickets to Beer Under Glass, the big craft beer kickoff party at the Garfield Park Conservatory coming up in May. Also, we have some other prizes to give away. I got it right here. I knew it was in the circular file. complimentary registration for up to four riders at the Bike the Drive on May 29th. That's a great prize.
That's great.
Kick off the summer and enjoy Lakeshore Drive car-free and carefree. So there you go. And then we got a Lou Malnati's Pizza. So we got a lot of great stuff. 312-981-7200. It's wide open.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Delahoy, filmmaker, comedian, what would you call it? Your raconteur?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. That's the first thing I would say. That's on your business card. Myself. Yeah.
Steve, you can find all his work at thehoid.com. Also, Beth Maluski, former Second City ETC ensemble member. Also, the host of Cash Cab Chicago. When was that? That was now 5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago. Yeah. Also, Steve shot my web series.
I did.
Called Beth from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. There you go. See? And also, Beth is going to be on stage tomorrow night at The Annoyance. Yeah, that's great, guys. She's going to be doing a benefit for the Chicago Books to Women in Prison. It's an improv show. So it's not just you. There's going to be a whole ensemble of improvisers that are helping out.
Yes, we're going to have 16 improvisers and Deanna Griffith Irons, who is head of the diversity program at Second City, who is formerly in incarcerated, is going to tell her story, and we're going to improvise some scenes around her.
Great. All right. There you go. Sounds lovely. Prison humor. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh, yeah. And all proceeds go to Chicago Books to Women in Prison.
All right. Pete Zimmerman, you want to kick us off on round two? We need a bell. Rose got that bell. He's got this whole thing over here, this 360 systems thing. I can press like a button and play like a car screeching away.
We can spend the next half hour.
I don't know.
All of them.
That was close.
Yeah, something like
the
that.
Splash, making a splash. Round two, the splash round. Pete right. Zimmerman, what do you got?
I'm going to go with orange garnishes. They're worst. You go out for brunch or breakfast and stuff. You get a nice, you know, pancake or a French toast. And then they put that orange garnish. Who's eating those orange garnishes?
I am.
Yeah, I probably eat them too.
No, you don't. Neither of you.
You like shove the whole orange slice in your mouth kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I agree. There's like the really thin kind of orange garnish I'm not going for.
Would you like it if there was a whole orange?
Yes.
No orange. Why are you ruining my French toast with that?
All right. That
orange
was my
garnishes.
Million dollar restaurant
that
idea.
Was.
Now, okay. I may ask to go next because this one might piggyback
all
off
right,
of his.
Let's go,
and
Beth,
actually,
what do you got?
This might relate to your weekend. Here's what is the worst: is fruit in cake. Do not put fruit in my cake. There's nothing worse than when you go to a wedding. I just want a good piece of cake.
Yeah, chocolate.
And then raspberry swirl sneaks up on you, and I want to throw that cake at somebody. So, Pete, did you have fruit in your cake?
No, we did not.
Yes, my man.
There you go.
I mean, I'm also engaged, getting married soon, sometime soon. I want like a sheet cake from like a Costco or a Sam's Club. Just give me a nice, dirty, sugary sheet cake.
I don't want to, I don't want to give any endorsements because, you know, I can get tons of money.
Right.
For this kind of stuff. But Mariano's can do a damn good sheet cake.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what they do, I don't know her name, and I have an 8-year-old birthday party, and they were able to draw like Pokemon, or not Pokemon, I can't even remember, one of those things, right, on there, Kirby from the video game Kirby.
Okay.
Sure. She was able to do that whole thing, almost like silkscreen by hand.
Whoa.
And they gave me this huge cake, and I'm like, this is great, and I was going to give her some money. She's like, we can't take the money, no tip. And I was like, oh, wow. So I just felt like, now this is I'm paying it forward. Boom.
That's right.
Yeah. I just gave it to the blowtorch here on WGN. 50,000 people.
Wow.
50,000 watts. And I don't know her name. Well, she works at the Marianas.
She makes Kirby cakes, yeah. And she's about to get some orders.
Yeah. There's going to be a line.
I don't think she gets more money for the cakes. I think she's still an hourly employee, but still.
it's been no change in her life.
It's more of an ego thing for her.
She's going to have more stress.
Yeah, she's doing right. All right, what do you got, Steve?
The worst thing, and Illinois doesn't do this, so good on Illinois, is states that have their website listed on their license plates on cars.
Dumb. Really?
And I don't remember, like, if you're just, say, for example, and maybe Missouri does this, I don't remember the last time I saw it, but if you're driving behind a car from Missouri and you see, oh, Missouri.gov, like, oh, Missouri looks great. I'm going to need to check that out as soon as I get home. I just got to remember the name of this website.
Missouri.gov? You get it up on the phone. You check the phone.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're checking out parks. What's a good restaurant?
Yeah,
but Missouri.
You've crashed your car because you've been driving.
Because it's a waste of ink that you could otherwise put like some like motto something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
The website should not replace the motto.
No.
But Illinois has kept with Land of Lincoln. So.
Before we go to the news, let's go to a couple more texts here. 815 says, I'm only reading this one, Pete, for you. The worst is listening to last Wednesday's bit about Trump's number one fan as I drove home from work. And that's a reference to a segment we did, which was very funny with Connor O'Malley, where he plays the Trump supporter. This person did not like that. I thought it was great, especially when he tried to win his girlfriend. He had his ex-girlfriend, and he just started saying, take me back, like she was listening. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Was that Adam, the call-in?
Yeah, okay. Adam, yeah. 708 says, the worst is people who steal wheelchair-accessible cabs that you have to pre-order.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That is bad.
And
that
I
is,
was a
that's
cab driver.
That's bad. Yeah, that really, is, that's bad. There's nothing evil to say. You're right.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
That seems pre-planned.
Like, you have to jump in front of a guy in a wheelchair and be like, hey, man, this one's mine. See ya.
This is a good one. 708 also says, men who order hot tea or a strawberry daiquiri.
Either or. Wow.
Yeah. They go a little further and it gets a little unradio. It's not appropriate for radio.
You're not
going
to do well like in the islands or in any sort of British countries. Or
tea was almost one of mine because basically it just tastes like soil water to me. Mm-hmm. Tea is the worst.
That's
pretty, not great.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's see. Greg from Downers Grove says, the worst is when you buy something from Goodwill, like a picture or a product with a cool graphic, and then they put their near unremovable price sticker on it in the worst spot, ruining the item.
Life hack, nail polish remover.
There's so much more I want to know about the graphic and what object it is.
Yeah.
773 says, when you give homeless people money and they expect more. 630 says, idiots that turn their signal on when the light turns green. Okay, so these are we're not getting anywhere. 847 says, when the bathroom is right next to the kitchen.
Ooh, like in a restaurant, I get that.
Or
that's
a
bad thing.
Or a house, yeah.
Yeah.
But I used to have a bathroom kind of in my kitchen. Well, no, that sounds terrible, but
it's like there was a sink, the fridge, and the toilet all
the time. I've been using the sink the whole time.
Beth's been living in an SRO for the last 4 years. She thought it was an upscale studio. All right, let's take a break because we're late on the news. When we come back, more of the worst here on the download, 312-981-7200. It's the worst here on the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Beth Malewski, Steve Delahoyt are with me tonight. Beth is a Second City alum who hosted Cash Cab Chicago. She's going to be on stage tomorrow night at The Annoyance, which is a benefit for Chicago Books to Women in Prison. It's an improv show. How did you get involved in this?
Chicago Books to Women in Prison. I found really just looking for volunteer opportunities women-based volunteer opportunities. And it is a small but mighty operation, man. We run out of the basement of a church on the north side and, send books to incarcerated women that we get letters from and orders from. And it's pretty incredible.
Do you need, besides the money, the ticket, do you need people to send you books or you have the books?
Oh, if you go to the Chicago Books to Women in Prison website.
That's a long website.
Yeah, it's chicagobwp.org.
Chicagobwp.org.
You can donate money. We also have an Amazon wish list. Oh. So women request specific books we may not have. So if you want to fill our wish list, that's amazing as well. Many, many different ways you can donate. Yeah, or come see the show tomorrow.
There you go. Steve Delahoyd, you're just you're not doing
I'm just
that.
Here. Yeah.
You're not doing that.
Nah.
Steve Delahoyd, thehoyd.com. Yeah. You can see Steve all over the internet. Great filmmaker and comedian here in town. Also co-hosts and co-presents, produces Funny Haha at the Hideout.
Yes.
All right. So let's get back into the game here. 312-981-7200. We're giving away tickets to Beer Under Glass. We're giving away complimentary registration to Bike the Drive. Cost money to get into that, so you get free entry. And we're also giving away Lou Malnati's pizza for first, second, and third place tonight on the download. All right, so the worst, 312. The worst is when the food Nazis who want to demand other people eat what the food Nazis think they should eat. Food Nazis, get a life. Wow.
Just like in their family or at a restaurant?
I don't know, yeah. Someone's like, you can't eat that.
A waiter suggesting specials?
That could be. Yeah. Yes, this is a good one. I like this one. 815 says, the worst is when you try to get all of your bags of food to the door in one trip in one hand, and your house keys are in the pocket of the same hand that the bags are in.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
With kids, too. Like where I'm
you just know it right away. You're like, oh, that's not going to be in the left pocket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be right where it is.
Put those bags down.
I made a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
My life is going to be altered by this decision.
Yeah, no coming back.
We'll walk into the lake.
Back.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
847, seeing one of the big bosses walking around with an untucked Hawaiian shirt, and he's overweight with his stomach exposed.
Ay, ay, ay. Somebody's working at Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
The big bosses.
Uh-oh, here come the big bosses. Hey, 773 says the worst is when a police officer pulls someone over in a busy intersection and it takes forever to write a ticket. That is true. That is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they ever just pull over? Yeah. I've seen like officers stop in the middle of an intersection.
Yeah.
It takes 4 extra seconds.
I had this happen the other day where we were driving on, I think it was right over by a Chicago Fire set. You know, they were shooting that show, Chicago Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you could kind of see the cameras and the trucks coming up, and I came up on an intersection. And there was nothing blocking. It was just you were going to go by the trucks. And a police car, like an SUV, just kind of meandered through the light really slow.
Ugh.
And then just blocked, like almost headlight to headlight on me, like saying, you can't go this way. Like, there was no hand signal to get out of the car. They didn't try to communicate. They were just like,
it's just showdown.
This is not the way you're going.
Wow.
And so I like had to like submissively like, I guess I'll just make a U-turn. Like,
and then like, he ticketed you for probably.
No. Wow. But it was a very strange, like, I'm like, this is, I guess I'm just supposed to pick up the unwritten, the unsaid communication here with this officer.
Yeah.
All right. So let's, Pete, what do you got?
I'm gonna go on this train of thought here with the police officers. And this comes courtesy of Joe Green, my father-in-law. We spent a lot of time over the weekend doing the worst.
Oh, good.
Like we just kind of hang out. Like, you know, what's the worst?
It's a great hangout.
And I was actually quite thankful that he was playing it so much that I was thankful he actually did the service. I was actually thinking, I was nervous that he might do in the service. Like, you know what the worst is?
You know what the worst is? You know, when it comes to weddings, you know what the worst
is? But police officers on cell phones is a thing that gets to Joe Green in Evanston.
Mm-hmm.
And then his other one was when you're driving on the Edens, it could be anywhere, where you're driving, you're kind of, you know, a lane goes from 3 to 2. Or what have you, or a lane's closed, 2 to 1, and you're following along nicely, going, merging like you're supposed to, and then the guy that comes up and goes, speeds up on their left, and then like kind of sneaks in.
That's universal, the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been that guy at some point, but that's a universe. Everyone knows, like, well, you just spit in the face of society with that move, you know, where you're just like, you think you're better than everybody else in every car that's listening.
Yeah,
who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. You're a regular food Nazi.
You really are.
Yeah.
You're an Eden's Nazi.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys got? Beth, what do you got?
Here we go. The worst is the people shopping for tiny houses on Tiny House Hunters. Because no matter what, they go into the house and go, wow, this is small.
Wow, look at this.
What were you expecting?
This is a small house. This is a tiny house.
Wow. Wait, is the bathroom this small? Oh my gosh, this is really small.
The worst is, the worst is the producers of the Tiny House Show. Like, tell us what you're seeing. What are you seeing?
Exactly.
How small is it? Is this too small?
Or they tell them to say it, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And that also like kind of bleeds into like the European house hunters where they're like, whoa, like, oh, there's a bidet. Like, they're so confused that it's different. Yeah. You're in another country. Also, you wanted a tiny house.
Right.
It's going to be 40 square feet by
That's
40 square
so
feet.
Good.
Do they go into that show saying, like, we're in the market for a tiny
Absolutely.
House?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's what
really?
They want. We want to downsize. We want to get rid
we're
of everything.
We're going tiny, yeah.
And then they freak out. They're like, we can't sleep in a loft.
Why
well,
not? Well, tell us why. Beth, tell us why. Tell the camera why is just too tiny.
Did you expect it to be this small? I mean, it's a shed. What did you expect?
Let's do it again. How tiny? This is so tiny.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh my God, it's so tiny.
Bigger. It's called tiny houses. And then they always end up going with like a storage container because it's just like 100 feet of empty space.
I can get into this thing. Yes, it's got a lid on top. It's great.
Yeah, just buy a house, you dummies.
And they validate it at the top of like, here's why we want a tiny house.
Like, yeah.
It's
like
we
want to get rid of our possessions.
Movement.
They're
yeah.
only like $35,000. I'm like, what do you expect?
It's a yuppie trailer.
Yeah.
That's what they should call it.
It's a hipster
trailer.
Yeah, hipster trailer.
I haven't heard about this. No. That's amazing.
I swear to God, you could turn on an episode tonight and somebody will be like, oh, man, this is small.
This is so tiny.
Man, wow. This is tiny.
What do you got, Deloitte?
Mine is too newsy, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Interview with a GOP candidate, they ask them, will you support whoever's going to win, mm-hmm. and it's the most idiotic question because of what are they gonna like? Yeah, of course I will. Like they're always gonna say, "I plan on winning." It's like if you ask a player at a team, like even if you don't win the World Series, are you still gonna like the Braves?
Right?
Like yeah, I'm gonna like the
it's
Braves.
Like today or yesterday, we were talking about this earlier, complaining about Scottie Pippen. They kind of asked Scottie Pippen walking into a stadium. They said, "Hey, Scottie, who would win? You guys or the Golden State Warriors?"
Oh yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, we'd kill him." Just breaking news.
Yeah,
we gotta get this to the crawl.
Yeah,
if this
isn't
on the crawl, people aren't gonna know. And all day, Scottie Pippen says they would beat, and it's like, oh my God, news.
No,
slow down with your Sunday Twitter. Sunday Twitter. Sunday Twitter producer on CNN. All right, we got to take a break and come back, and we're gonna. I still have a few more I want to get through, and then we'll give the top three, and we'll give away some prizes. Stay with us. It's the worst here on the download. I'm Justin Coffin, Beth Malewski, Steve Delahoyd in studio with me. You can see Beth on stage at the Annoyance Theater tomorrow night for the benefit. Steve Delahoyd, you can check out his work at thehoyd.com. We've got a ton of... I want to go through the ones that are here because I think we got our top three, but let's keep going. 773 says fur is the worst. 773, Chicago Sub-Zero Winter, checking oil under the hood of the truck.
Is that a euphemism?
Oh, no, helper. Yeah, right. Helper starts truck. Hmm? Norwegian rat jumps out of the fan blade and covers your face in blood.
That is a euphemism.
Wow. Like, that's specific.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That happens more than just once?
Yeah, I think that's so. Oh, man, I hate
frequently?
When this happens. Right.
Wow. Rat problem.
Okay, I like this one. 630. When you're with a hot chick, and start right there. That's
amazing.
Okay. And you take a sip of your drink and it goes down the wrong pipe.
Oh,
yeah, windpipe. I just like that it starts with you're with a chick.
It doesn't matter. If you're with your grandma, grandma's going to be like, it's okay.
Like,
it's okay.
I understand that.
Yeah.
The hot chick,
you're
like, this
coughing.
Is my chance.
Yeah.
And I went down the wrong pipe.
I got red-faced.
I can never be with a man who coughs. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm leaving.
I am French, and I cannot believe
this.
I'm too hot for someone to drink this. The worst is people complain there's nowhere to park and their garage is packed with 30 years of crap they never use.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The worst is when the stretch bus cuts you off and then it blocks you for a long time. The worst is 773. Worst is ripping your pants in public while trying to pick up your keys.
Well, oh.
No. 312. When you realize your date's not late, she's not coming. Oh, come on. 630. Yes. The worst is free balloons at restaurants, especially with whiny children. That's good. I like that one. I agree. It's just like, I don't want to take this home. I could keep this the whole time now.
It's the free part is what's confusing.
like where are they getting them?
No, that they don't want, like, if they had to pay for them, would that be okay? Okay? Yeah.
630 says the worst is men. The worst is men who wear their pants at their waist. Deal breaker.
I truly don't. Where are you supposed to wear them?
Guys? Maybe they're into like the swagger. You know, like you where your pants are down, like Kanye West, like they're down to your knees kind of
thing. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe that's it. Maybe that's
or they cool. like them higher. Somewhere.
Or maybe they like them higher.
High. Yeah. Or, right. yeah, or they like them.
Because the waist, I mean, that's so 90s to wear your pants at your waist.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Something to think about.
That is real color me bad.
Mm-hmm. 773, the worst is people who walk and text in a long line at a restaurant. Okay. 773, the worst is people who can't choose a walking path on the sidewalk. It's like, where you go, they go.
They're usually texting.
Yep. The worst are people who park in handicapped spots when they're not even handicapped.
Going to hell.
The 773, the worst, those tiny TVs in the cabs. Too loud. That's a good
it's
one.
It's true. Yeah,
it is. You always press the mute button.
Right.
It doesn't usually work, yeah.
630 says when they put a slice of lime in my gin and tonic instead of a wedge that could be squeezed. Mm. And then they say into the drink, but they write into the drunk. So,
one too many gin and tonics.
That could be, yeah. All right. Okay. So we got them all. All right. All right. You ready to go? All right, so here we go. We got three people to give gifts tonight. The gifts are Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Order online at loumalnati's.com. Second place is going to get a complimentary registration for up to four riders at the MB Bike the Drive on Sunday, May 29th. Kick off the summer and enjoy Lakeshore Drive car-free and carefree at this 15th annual event. Register and get more information online at mbbikethedrive.org. So that's a pack of four. And first place is two VIP tickets to Beer Under Glass 2016. This is, of course, the fundraiser for the Garfield Park Conservatory Alliance, which also kicks off Craft Beer Week here in Chicago. So third place, as I look, I say, okay, you ready on third place? Third place is from 815. The worst is when you try to get all your bags of food to the door in one trip in one hand. And your house keys are in the pocket on the same hand that the bags are in.
Ugh.
True.
That is the worst.
That is
true.
Third place. Way to go, 815. All right. Let's go to second place, which is going to be 312. This is for the four riders at the bike drive. Okay. Ooh. 312. The worst is getting excited to play the worst and realizing that the prize is literally against my religion.
Hope bikes like aren't.
So
fun.
Then we decided that, you know what? Nobody's religion has exercise as you can't exercise. So you won four tickets to bike the drive. Congratulations, 312. And first place on the line with us. Here we go. I'm very excited about this. First place. Men who order hot tea or strawberry daiquiris. Shannon, you win. Shannon, congratulations on that.
Thank you. So excited.
So what is it about hot tea that really turns you off?
You know, I work in a restaurant, and it's like the most time-consuming beverage to get somebody because there's 18 components to it. And really, your throat hurts. Really? You get the sniffle.
I want to be the one that's like, I could go for some tea. I could go for some hot tea.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had a hot tea in a long time.
Because then you got to bring out the box with all the teas in it. And I hear you, Shannon. Yep.
What do you think about Shirley Temple's? My wife used to work at a restaurant in college.
I'm okay with it.
You're
okay
really? Because that was her hated drink when she worked at a restaurant.
Nope, that's totally fine.
That's fine.
It takes two seconds.
Wow. Takes 2 seconds. No. Okay. And the strawberry daiquiris is just more like, come on, that's a girl drink.
Yeah, and we're in Chicago. We're not in the Caribbean. Yeah, together. Order a scotch. Be a man.
Do you guys have pina colada? Oh, nice. There's a swirl. I'll get the daiquiri pina colada swirl.
My gut says Shannon's going to like Beer Fest.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, two VIP tickets to Beer Under Glass 26. Thanks for playing tonight.
Thank you so much.
Hold on a line. All right. And Steve Delahoyd and Beth Maluski,
yeah,
thanks so much for playing tonight. Great to have you guys. I got to have you back.
We'll come back. Sure.
This is a pleasure.
Pleasure.